The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
All right, folks, we're back with hour number two of the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog commanding the mic in the cockpit, if you will. All right, moving right along to our famed Barack Obama, leading from behind with NATO to occupy and destroy Libya in September of 2011 after premeditated visits to that country, well, by first, guess who, John McCain, and then later Condoleezza Rice. Now, from my memories, folks, of interviewing Jim and Joanne Moriarty, Jim, rest in peace, the couple who witnessed what really happened in Libya back then, I recall them telling me, and by the way, they were on my show at least 20 times, I recall them telling me that John McCain had made a diplomatic visit to Libya somewhere around 2003. And in that meeting, John McCain convinced Gaddafi to downsize its military by 50%, and in return, if Libya were ever attacked, then the U.S. would come to their aid. And in 2000, and Gaddafi did just that. He believed him. And in 2009, a Reuters news report wrote that U.S. Republican Senator John McCain praised Libya's leader Muammar Gaddafi for his peacemaking role in Africa and said Congress would support expanding their ties. And then later, sometime in 2008, George W. Bush's Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, met with Gaddafi, and according to the Moriartys, convinced Gaddafi to once again reduce his military another 25% with the assurance that the U.S. would defend Libya against any outside invasion. And then, folks, on March 19, 2011, a multi-state NATO-led coalition began a military intervention into Libya with Barack Obama, quote, leading from behind to overthrow Gaddafi. According to the Moriartys, Gaddafi was no longer even the president of Libya. Gaddafi was found, he was sodomized and shot in the head by invading forces, which, according to the Moriartys, were hired al-Qaeda mercenaries trained for the admission by the CIA. And the result was thousands, tens of thousands of innocent people killed in a country that still, to this day, is being ruled by tyrannical oligarchs, many of them in countries that belong to NATO. The narrated cause? Oh, Gaddafi was killing his own people. Real cause? Gaddafi was meeting with all of the African heads of state to unify the use of the gold dinar to replace energy dependence on having to hold U.S. dollars as a reserve currency for the trade of oil. And also, Gaddafi was planning a monumental undertaking to access underground water aquifers in Africa for the African people. And the effect? Complete. Devastation of a countless deaths and destruction. And today, it's a country in chaos and turmoil. An anti-war deal was the cause of the Benghazi debacle. Okay, you lost me at complete. Okay. Back up to Libya. And then we got the ordeal where Secretary of State Barack Obama claimed that an anti-war video was the cause of the Benghazi debacle, which caused the death of then Libyan Ambassador Chris Stevens and a number of other heroic American military personnel. And the truth that has been buried on that event, but strong rumor has it that Stevens was being instructed by Clinton for a gun-running operation arming the Syrian rebels. Whatever the truth, the official story, you can be assured, was a lie.
I see.
And then we have Syria, in which they've been fighting a civil war there for years and attempting to overthrow supposedly Bashar al-Assad. And we have the fabricated story of chemical weapons released by Assad on his own people that turned out to be a lie. Why would he do that? That would be a dumb thing to do if he's trying to stay in power. But guess what? The American people, a lot of them believed it. And let us not forget that according to Barack Obama, remember another lie, folks? If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Another vicious lie that cost Americans dearly on their medical insurance plans, resulting in a complete disaster to this day, folks. And this was back in, what, 2009, 2000? I don't remember exactly. I don't know the date, but I know people that are on the Affordable Health Care Act, and trust me, it is not affordable. Which brings me to what I believe to be the most egregious, pathetic liar that has ever sat his derriere in the Oval Office, and that being Joe the Imposter Biden, waltzing into the White House after the American people were gaslighted by a complicit media in their attempts to get the people to believe that this buffoon actually beat Donald Trump in a fair election. Now, time constraints don't even allow me in this broadcast to even delve into the mountains of fraud I uncovered in that arena. And trust me, there's piles of it, folks. And it saddens me to see that the Supreme, there are so many compromised judges all the way up the line to the Supreme Court. They're either compromised, they're paid off, or they're in fear for their lives because they wouldn't listen to the cases. Still going on to this day, folks. What I will say is that the demonization of Putin was on full display in the State of the Union address speech that Biden gave just the other night. Why is Ukraine President Poroshenko being praised for arming his citizens with weaponry by the same people who are vilifying the idea of Americans defending themselves under the Second Amendment with the same weaponry? Am I the only one that sees the duplicity here? And for all of the hoopla, the demonization, the propaganda in their attempts to gather support for vilifying Putin's actions in Ukraine, for all that wish to hang a Ukraine flag on their garage door or stand on a street corner waving a flag of support for this mess, I suggest before you rah-rah your friends for the "We Stand with the Ukrainian People" rally, you take 6 minutes and listen to the other side of the equation, because you are certainly not going to get it from anyone on American mainstream media. And before you deduce that NATO is the good guy in all of this, just take a deep look into what NATO forces did in Libya. And warn folks, well, in this video that I'm going to have Mike play for you, the F-bomb is dropped at approximately 4.5 minutes in, but Mike has assured me that he's going to tone that down. So if you choose not to hear it, please tune it out. But I think we've got it eliminated for the sake of the listeners that don't want to hear it. So go ahead, Mike, play clip 9.
My phone rang at 7:30 in the morning on the 24th of February. The dialer was my American friend from my high school days in the U.S. He was the last person I expected to call, especially at 7:30 in the morning. I knew immediately that the war has actually broken out. The beginning of the war did not surprise me. In fact, it's long overdue. What surprised me was the fact that he knew nothing about the suffering that the Russian Ukrainians had endured over the past 8 years. Let me get something straight. NATO promised that they wouldn't move an inch to the east. That was a lie. And now we are surrounded by an aggressive military alliance. NATO gladly bombed Yugoslavia under the pretenses of a potential genocide. Did they bomb just military installations? No. NATO destroyed schools, hospitals, bridges, cultural monuments, private businesses, and industrial plants. Did you forget about that? Did you forget about how NATO pumped money and weapons into Georgia right before Georgia bombarded Russian peacekeepers and civilians? Of course you did, because your media doesn't want you to know. Did you forget how yet another territory was ripped away from Serbia? Do you not remember Kosovo? Did you protest then? I bet you didn't, and I bet you didn't even care. Did you forget the invasion of Libya? If you're in Europe, you can't forget. Thousands of migrants are your daily reminder of what your governments did to that country. Did you protest the illegal invasion of Syria by Turkey and the US? I bet you didn't. Do you care about Saudi Arabia starving Yemen? I bet you don't. Do you care, or did you care, about the illegal invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan under false pretenses? What, they aren't people to you? Why haven't you been vocal against the murder of children and civilians at Iraqi and Afghani weddings by American bombardment? Ah, that's right. They're brown people. They're probably worth less to you. Where were your crocodile tears when Kiev started bombarding Ukrainian Russians in the east simply for doing the exact same thing as the Ukrainians did in the west, was to get rid of a corrupt government? Where were your crocodile tears when Kiev shut off electricity and water to Crimea? Where was your save the Ukrainian people when 48 civilian anti-Maidan Ukrainian protesters were rounded into a union trade house and burned alive, whilst those who tried to escape the fiery hell were beaten and shot? Do you by any chance know who the Madonna of Gorlovka is? Do you know who the or what the Alley of Angels memorial is? Let me give you a hint. People engraved into that memorial aren't alive, and they are not adults. Did you shed even one digital virtue signaling tear when the children at the children's beach in Zagres were purposefully bombed by the Ukrainian military using illegal cluster bombs? I bet you didn't. But that's okay. How would you? Your mainstream media keeps you in the dark. For 8 years, the US and its allies have been pumping billions of dollars worth of lethal weapons into Ukraine. For 8 years, the Ukrainians have been waging a war with their own people in the east. And for 7 years, Russia and the people of the Donetsk and Luhansk republics have been patiently waiting for Kiev to adhere to the Minsk agreements. Should Russia have waited maybe 20 more years? You know, the amount of years that the US spent killing Afghanis. So whilst leaders like Boris Johnson, Joe Biden, Emmanuel Macron, Olaf Scholz, and Ursula von der Leyen have been virtue signaling about the poor Ukrainians, they have been robbing the Ukrainians of their dignity, making their economy run on loans from the IMF, and basically robbing them of their future. And Russia is to blame when we were their primary trading partner? The West pushed Russia into a corner. Protect yourself from an increasingly hostile neighbor who wants to become part of a hostile military alliance called NATO and lose Nord Stream 2, for example. Or watch Russian Ukrainians get slaughtered by the thousands. The West wanted to fight this war with Russia until the very last Ukrainian. Remember Kosovo? Well, the Luhansk and Donetsk republics have every right to exist. Russia didn't set the precedent. Your leaders did when they recognized Kosovo. And final food for thought. Why was there no bombardment of innocent civilians in Crimea, even though it's closer to Kiev than Donetsk is? I'll give you a hint. The actual Russian military was there, protecting the people. Here's another. The Ukrainian army has been fighting this invisible Russian army for 8 years now in the east, according to your mainstream media. Why then did the Ukrainian army collapse within 24 hours when fighting the actual Russian military? And since it did, what do you think your tax dollars were doing in Ukraine? That's right. Your tax dollars were used by Ukrainians in the West to kill Ukrainians in the East. And you didn't give a flying... So if you haven't been following this conflict from day one, and now you put the blue and yellow flag on your photo, wipe away your crocodile tears, please. And find out why your governments have been supporting those who have made a Nazi criminal, Stepan Bandera, their national war hero. Don't expect a good result from pushing a bear and a dragon into a corner. And definitely don't be surprised when that bear and that dragon begin pushing back. So if you haven't been crying for the collectively millions of dead Iraqis, Afghanis, Syrians, Libyans, Yugoslavians, and East Ukrainians these past 20 years, but you're crying crocodile tears for Ukrainian military installations, wipe them away, and think about what your governments have been doing and what they're still doing. And I hope that this 8-year story of a war started by a criminal Ukrainian government against its own people can finally come to an end, and Ukrainians and Russians can finally live in peace.
Well, that pretty much sums it up, folks. I couldn't have said it better myself. That's why I went ahead and played the clip for you. Now, you heard in minute detail the situation over in Ukraine, what led up to it, and all the semantics behind why Vladimir Putin has finally said, okay, that's it. I have no choice. I have to go in there. I'm not saying that Vladimir Putin walks on water, but I'm saying that you poke the bear long enough, okay, and the bear's going to fight back. Now, I'll tell you what. I've played that for you, and you've heard it, a great explanation in a short period of time. Now, the people that are supposedly running this government are the biggest simpleton idiots that I have ever seen as long as I've fogged a mirror on this planet. We have simpletons supposedly running this government. Now, I've got a caller on the line. I want to ask the caller to hold because I want to play the balance of this. I want you to hear our government's vice president's explanation in her detail from what's going on over there. Mike, go ahead and play clip 10.
If you're watching any level of news, even social media, you're seeing everything that's going on right now in the Ukraine. Break it down in layman's terms for people who don't understand what's going on and how can this directly affect the people of the United States.
So Ukraine is a country in Europe. It exists next to another country called Russia. Russia is a bigger country. Russia is a powerful country. Russia decided to invade a smaller country called Ukraine. So basically, that's wrong.
Well, there you have it, folks. The synopsis of the Russian invasion, she calls it, maybe an incursion, from the administration expert or one of them. Huh. Just gives you a warm, fuzzy feeling, doesn't it, to have those kind of people in positions of power? John in Colorado. John, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, hi, Michael. Thanks a lot for taking over Tuesday for on this National Intel. It's a long, long time since I've heard you, but nice to have you back on a daily, once a week. Anyway, I enjoyed the first part, and I have a kind of lost it. I don't know. Your first part, were you talking about Dr. Miskovitz? Was that at this show before?
That was the show before, evidently.
Michael Rivera's show. Okay, well, that was a good one. Yeah. Anyway, coming on, when you list the some of the things that Truth were left off, start with LBJ and the Gulf of Tonkin and all that leading up till today, that was really good. But let me talk about Ukraine. I've been watching this and not at home. My wife go out to have breakfast every other day at a little sports bar. And they have all these TVs on, and one of them has the what's going on in Ukraine. And this is Fox News. I was kind of surprised. CNN started, but not a lot of it's Fox News. You get all these reports. It's all the one-sided thing. You're talking about what's going on, all the bad stuff that's going on in Ukraine, what's happened to people. They show mostly the children. Always about the children and what's happening. And, you know, they said now 2 million of refugees were, what was it, a week ago, they had 650,000. And they said they were all coming back. I don't know whether they're ordered to come back and fight or they're coming back to fight, change their minds and all that stuff. But it's really, really interesting. But they never, like you said, and all this other stuff, never the other side, the Donbass, the Donetsk region, they never talked about that, what Ukraine did to them, never showed pictures of all the refugees there, what happened and all that, and it's, you know, it's all you listen to. But there's a funny thing, there was a local thing they had, it's been going on before, it's a Israeli rabbi and his assistant, a woman.
Okay, John, let me stop you there. Hold on. Hold that thought. The Israeli rabbi. I've got to take a break. I'm up against a break, so I'm going to hold you over. You can continue with this story when we get back, okay?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host. Yes, everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. I experienced that on a number of occasions. Anyway, before I get back to John in Colorado, phone lines are open, which I never opened before, but that's okay. 512-248-8252. Again, that's 512-248-8252. Let's get back to John in Colorado. John, you're about to tell a story about a rabbi, I believe. Go ahead.
Yeah, real quick, I can't remember his name, but he's been doing this for years. It started out, he was soliciting funds for people in Israel that were Holocaust victims. It's all about the Holocaust victims. But these guys looked like they had, you know, terrible living conditions, no food, in Israel. Anyway, but now he's been doing this in Ukraine for way before this war started in the early conflict in the East, where he was again soliciting money, and now they come back. All of a sudden, here comes I'm back on with this woman's assistant soliciting money for people in Ukraine, all Holocaust victims. You know, they're all, you know, people. You know, they're without food, without living, you know, places to live, and just, you know, it's just ridiculous. But yeah, it makes me think about, you know, where the other side is. Where are the people in Donbass? What happened to them? Where, you know, people say, help these people. Not a peep. And if it wasn't for American RBN and then American Free Press and the Barnes Review, which I've been reading for 40 years, no, all this thing wouldn't have come out without stuff like that. And especially recently, they had a thing on RBN yesterday on the homepage about, you know, what's going, this guy was saying, well, what about all these other people? Like you said, going back to as far as Vietnam and all that, and all of those people well, getting slaughtered and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, John, you know, it's, you're right about it being one-sided. And they talk about the children. They always play the children card, and I fire right back at them with, well, what about all the 500,000 children that died in Iraq over the sanctions? Okay, what about the children in Syria? What about the children of Libya? What about all these children that your aggression and your propaganda wound up killing all these children, yet you're touting on mainstream media, oh, it's for the children. And then we have somebody over there that's collecting money for the Ukrainian people that are dispensed or homeless or whatever. I pose a question. Where's that money really going? Is it going really to help anybody besides their own coffers? I don't know. Okay. It brings up a story that I don't think I have time to get into today about the homeless people. The homeless population, from what I've seen in my Uber experience, has tripled since this whole COVID thing has happened, because they lifted the moratorium on evictions for the landlords, and it looks to me like it's having its effect, you know. And even the homeless people, you don't know who's who, you don't know what who to give what to or to give anything at all. You know, I tracked one of them down one night and found him getting into a late model Infiniti after he was on a street corner pandering for money. So, you know, I don't know. Anyway, I'm going off on a tangent here. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's you're John? Right. That goes back. You know, a lot of these people are the wrong persuasion. That's why they don't talk about them. You know, they're terrorists because they're from this, or they're Arabic, or they're Islam, or, you know, anything non either Jewish, Christian, or whatever. But, yeah, I'm just – thanks for letting me rant about that, because that's what's happened. It's all one-sided. Well, like I said, thank you for RBN for bringing the other side out. I told that to people, even my wife. I said, well, they're not doing it because it doesn't sell. It doesn't work for them. They got us under control. He said, there's plenty of evidence to look at it. I got newspapers, books, magazines. What do you have to look at? So anyway, Michael, thanks a lot. We like hearing you now every Tuesday.
So, all right, thank you. Appreciate the compliment. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, now that you've heard our leader, one of them, Vice President Kamala Harris, explain her version of Russia, excuse me, I felt like I was sitting in a, not even a kindergarten class, maybe a preschool class, okay? That's the level of intellect that these people have. And we have a pseudo president, an imposter sitting in the office here that can't even string two sentences together. And actually, in his State of the Union address, said that Putin attacked Russia. Sorry, Joe, but Putin is the president of Russia. OK, it's just Lindsey Graham from North Carolina on one. Is that right? Lindsey Graham, are you on with me?
That's right. I want to talk to the Russian people. I want to talk to the Russian people. What they need to do is get rid of Putin, take him out. Because if you take him out, then y'all won't be better off. Right now, you ain't going to have a pot of test pans. You ain't going to eat nothing because you're going to embargo and curtail all your lifestyle. So take him out. Because we pay good money for that government in Ukraine. Dang it. So that's how it is.
Well, I have to say, that wasn't Lindsey Graham, but it was a pretty good impersonation. We've got a break coming up. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Michael Herzog with the National Intel Report, coming to you on this Tuesday, March 8th, 2022. Be back in around. More to come.
Around the clouds. What goes up must come down.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host, reporting on this Tuesday. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we'll be open through the balance of this broadcast. I got an email, folks, from Uber, which I from time to time, congratulating me that I was in the top 11% of Uber drivers last month with 474 trips. Now, I have to tell you that unlike broadcasting, when I have a captive audience in the back of my car, God forbid they open a conversation about vaccines, Ukraine, or anything else, because the protocols of Uber state that I'm not supposed to talk about sensitive issues. However, when they bring it up, they open the door. And that gives me the lead-in to take the pulse of the American people. All walks of life, doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, college students, it doesn't matter, all right? And I pose the question to these people, are we better off now than we were 2 years ago under Donald Trump? And my calculations, the vast majority of people that I pose that question to are disgusted with this administration. So post the 2020 election, whether they be Republican, Democrat, or independent alike, okay, I was just looking for an honest, soul-searching answer. Are we better off now under Biden than we were with Trump? Well, anybody with two brain cells to rub together knows the answer to that. You know, just a few things. Under Trump, immigration was pretty much under control. Gas prices were under $2 a gallon. I remember filling up at a pump for $1.82 at Circle K. international aggression was under check. Biden and Putin and Xi Jinping weren't thinking about invading Taiwan or the Ukraine. And inflation was always there, but it was within reason. Under Biden, it's the exact opposite. And let's be clear, I'm not happy at all with Trump touting the vaccine, specifically taking credit for it, with all the mayhem and the injuries and the deaths that it's caused. I've got a real problem with that. However, overall, were we better off with him? Or were we better off then or now? Now, make no mistake, folks, for any of us that have shared space on this planet for any considerable length of time, we all know that we've been lied to by our leaders continuously since we were able to listen. And from what I have shared with you tonight, is there any inclination you still may have that any of these elected or selected or appointed people are actually making their own decisions? I don't think so. Or are they making any decisions that are benefiting the United States, the American people, people of the world for that, anybody for that matter? Take into consideration what I've just reported on tonight. Look at the devastation it has caused, not only to the people of these countries, but the produce of these countries, the economy of these countries, the poisoning of with depleted uranium of these countries. And you want to get on Fox News and tell me that it's for the children?
I see.
Right. You know what, folks? Another diversion. This is from the RBN website. The question posed, is Putin the new coronavirus? You know, it's interesting. They're lifting the mandates all over the world. They're lifting these mandates. They don't talk about the vaccines much. Not anymore. They're being found out, folks. Okay? They're downplaying it. Fauci's in hiding somewhere. You know, he's taking a hiatus somewhere, I've heard. Take a break real quick. We'll go to Marcus in Idaho. Marcus, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. How you doing?
Hi there. I'm pretty good. you know, I heard about President Biden turning off the pipeline from Russia this morning, and I had been waiting for a check to come in to pay for new tires. I decided to jump on my chance right now because prices are going to skyrocket with everything, and I'm just concerned about the whole situation that we're going to be facing here.
And, well, and definitely, and well, you should. Go ahead. Definitely right.
I also want to say that although I don't know what's happening, I feel in my gut that Putin is more on the right side of history, which we may not have a history following this, with the fact that Ukraine was trying to get really cozy with NATO and get all the nuclear bombs next to them, and the Donbass region, the people which were being killed by the Ukrainians and the Ukrainian Azov troops, which have shown themselves to be definitely in line with the Nazi party, which would do anything, the Reichstag fire or anything else to make sure that something comes their way to be able to get that strength with the globalist.
Mm-hmm. No, I know. I mean, go ahead. Kind of like what?
One last thing I just want to say. It's like I want to make a T-shirt. The globalists have big plans for you.
Well, you're right. You're right in your concern and your gut feeling that this is only the beginning. It's going to get worse, and I hate to broadcast that fact, but it's true. I have watched over the past month gas prices rise by almost a dollar. And, you know, I fill up my gas tank every day. I have to because I'm an Uber driver. And at the grocery store, I was just in there this morning, certain products that I generally get to snack on while I'm driving down the road with my passengers, for example, granola. There's a shelf that has all kinds of different flavors and brands, and it has some almonds in it, whatever. They're all gone. I used to buy packaged spaghetti that was already cooked. It was in an aisle that was a kind of a frozen food aisle, along with a number of other different types of food, salads and so forth. They're empty. The meat aisle is it still has meat in there, but it's rare to find a steak in there. You'll find hamburger. You'll find these weird packaging with companies that I've never seen before. But this is coming home to roost. And, you know, the tighter it gets, the tighter the noose is pulled behind our necks, the more people are seeing it. As these prices continue to rise, the good side of that is people are starting to notice and people are starting to wake up. That's the good news. The question is, do we have enough?
That is a good news.
Go ahead.
But you've got the Canadian truckers, the truckers down in Australia, with Canberra, the protests there, the New Zealand protest, and they've all, the administrations have maybe pulled back a little bit, but they're already stating their intentions to lock us down further. So what we have in front of us with the COVID deal and the empty shelves was just a preparation for what is to come. It's like prepping food, but you know, you change it to a huge degree, and that's I don't think they want to pull it back. That's the thing, that once we get into these places where we are in such a world of hurt, they don't want to pull it back. But that's why I think that T-shirt is good. The globalists have big plans for you.
Well, that's the point. I think it was Henry Kissinger. Marcus, it was Henry Kissinger that came out years ago and said that at some point in time, the American people would beg for the government to come in and help us. But this is all by design. Okay? And I've said since I've come back on the air, just say no to all of this. They cannot do this unless you comply. They have to have our compliance.
When we have to go to get gas and we have to go get food and the truckers are out there and they have to spend $8, anywhere from $5 to $8 on diesel fuel across the nation. I mean, it's hurting and extending the whole pain just all up the supply chain. Nickel is up $100,000 per ton or something like that. What we find
Marcus, everybody has their own path. Okay, as far as my path, I do not comply. And I've already drawn my line in the sand. When gas gets to a certain price, I don't comply. I don't drive anymore. If Uber were to ever come out and mandate a vaccine, I would quit. Okay, as far as food is concerned, I buy extra food at the grocery store every time I go. If indeed it comes to the point where you're not going to get food or it's rationed or the military are going to be there looking for your vaccine passport to enter the grocery store, you won't find me standing in line. Now, I'm not going to tell you.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100% on that. But I have a hot dog cart that I try to make I just started it last year, so I had very meager living on. And if everything gets shut down, I've got rice and beans to cook. But I don't know that my customers are going to be stopping by and wanting to buy that. Not complying is important because we have already gotten that wisdom and that warning.
Let me end it like this and say, to comply, yes, to comply is to die. You're a free man, okay, and you choose what you want to do in life. You choose the way you want to go out of this life. If you succumb to them, believe me, their goal, look at the Georgia Guidestone, their goal is to eliminate the useless eaters. And you and I are one of them, okay?
Yes, sir.
So that's your choice. I got to run. I got another caller. Thanks for the call, Marcus. I appreciate your input. Let's go to JR in Georgia. JR, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Good evening. This is the first time I've ever heard you. I used to listen to this station a lot when the late John was there. But one of the famous statements he used to make is, who do I shoot first? And I'm not trying to be a smart buck, but at what point in time will the American people finally figure out they have been scammed now for 2 years with COVID, and now we've been introduced to this Ukrainian war which is basically a mafia war. Let's realize that's what the truth is, because of the corruption that exists in both those countries, Russia and Ukraine. It's the mafias that are battling each other, and now they have introduced it into the civilian population. This cannot be resolved but one other way. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was just posing. So your question is that a question that I posed to John Stadtmiller himself shortly after I got back to the Philippines. Is it time, John? And you know what I mean by that, JR. And at the time, John, this was early on. This is shortly after I got back from the Philippines, and this was early March of 2020. And John said, no, it's not time. This will be over in 30 days. They're not ready yet. Well, John was wrong on that one, okay? And it has ratcheted up and been incremented and used against us for 2 years now. And this Ukrainian deal is a perfect escape from the corruption and the murder, the mayhem, the criminality that is being exposed by, you know, the white hats, if you will, doctors, scientists, immunologists and so forth, all over the world, attorneys that are exposing the corruption, the motivation, the murder, if you will, that involves these vaccines. Okay, and this is all part of a plan. It's all part of a bigger plan. I can't tell you when's the right time to pull out a gun. I'm not going to do that. All right, I'm not going to say it's even necessary. I hope it's not. But I did pose that question to John. And my offerings right now are nothing more than do not comply, as in what Gandhi would do. Gandhi made a big difference over in India. Okay, I believe that we can make a difference too if we do not comply. In order for them to succeed in what they're trying to do, which is to microchip us, to have complete control of us, mind and soul, we must comply. And look at what they've done over the past years to try to coerce us or intimidate us or threaten us into compliance. Okay, they've offered donuts, free ball tickets and so forth to take a vaccine. And when they got so many and they figured out that all of those people that were going to be vaccinated were vaccinated, then they came out and started threatening the employees of companies, saying you must be vaccinated or you can't work there. All illegal, by the way, in violation of USC Section 13, I believe 2331. Also a violation of the Nuremberg Codes, which the American public at large does not know about because they don't read. And if it's brought to their attention, for example, the gentleman that was just interviewed by Stu Peters the other day up in Canada, okay, he was fined $1,200 for not wearing a mask, went to court, and he subpoenaed the Secretary of Human Services, the health administrator in Canada, to provide them proof that the COVID-19 virus was isolated. They couldn't do it because it doesn't exist. So when we turn the tables on them and people educate themselves quietly, nonviolently, okay, and shove it in their face, then they will back down. They have to back down because they have no other choice. That's why they're running and hiding right now, JR. That's why you can't find out Anthony Fauci. When's the last time you saw him on CNN? They're ducking and covering. Some of these CEOs are resigning right now. They're conveniently stepping down. Look what happened to the head of the FDA, Woodcock, just resigned, okay? They put in a new head of the FDA. Why do you think they're resigning? Because they want to spend more time with their family? No, it's because the criminality is catching up with them, and they're running for the hills. That's why. And it's because there are thousands of doctors, there are hundreds of lawyers around this world that are filing lawsuits with the FDA, the CDC, the Biden administration, Reiner Fulmich in The Hague, that has submitted criminal charges against Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, Peter Daszak, Ralph Baric, all of these criminals, okay? So we are in a fight. This is a war. It's a war on mankind. And I think we're winning, because I'm seeing the tables being turned. Why do you think this Russia-Ukraine thing is all of the mainstream media reports are focusing on that, and they're backing off of the vaccines? They're trying to distract you over to something else. They're trying to make something bigger so this will go away so you'll forget it. But it's not going to go away. We're not going to forget it. And hopefully we're going to hold these criminals accountable. Anything you want to add, JR?
Well, what you just stated, I'm probably pretty close to 100% compliance, if you want to call it that. But what we're seeing occurring to this day in Ukraine is a deceptive opportunity by the globalists to distract us from certain issues that have been in the headlines now for 2 years, and it is now has been documented on mainstream media that the major cable networks, as well as the ABC, CBS, NBC, receive federal funding to put forth...
to promote it. $1 billion signed off on by the Biden administration. We've got to take a break. I'll hold you over, JR. Be right back. Final segment coming up. JR, don't go away. I'll bring you back when I'm back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
All right, folks, we're back. Final segment of the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host. Quick message to go out. The person will know who this is, or this person will know what it's for. You're welcome, Carol. That's for her and her alone, folks. Anyway, let's get back to JR in Georgia. JR, closing thoughts.
I'll be real quick because I know you got another caller on the line somewhere. But it's amazing how we have just ignored the other travesties that have occurred in this world, and especially in the Middle East areas. And I'm speaking specifically of Yemen and the other countries in the Middle East. How we have just basically ignored the dehumanization of civilizations. And now all of a sudden Ukraine becomes a hot spot. And with that said, I look forward to hearing you again. I enjoyed your show this evening. I'm angry.
Thank you.
I'm more than pissed off, but I'm glad to hear a voice as of yours to speak to just some truth and reality, but things appear it's just not going to get better in these coming days. And thank you, sir, for your time.
JR, I'll close us out by taking a line from the movie Anger Management with Adam Sandler and Jack Nicholson. Take a deep breath and say, "Kus fraba." Just relax, okay? It's going to get better, buddy. Might get a little bit worse for a while, but it's going to get better. I don't see a need to pick up a gun, at least not now. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And folks, yeah, it's a diversion. You know, I mean, look at this. Look at what has happened here. Everything was about COVID. Everything was about the masks. You know, everything was about the vaccines. And I can't count how many times that people, whatever happened to the HIPAA regulations, you know, that were supposed to be private between you and your doctor. I could share several stories with you about my escapades through life. Whatever happened to those, you know, to the Privacy Act? I've had people that have gotten in the back of my Uber mobile and had the audacity to say, and this is earlier on, and well, and have you been vaccinated yet? Like it's any of their business. It's none of their business. It's a matter of free choice. Isn't it funny? There's a free choice. My body, my choice. But when it comes to vaccines, we don't have a choice. I'm sorry. We live in the United States of America. We have a Bill of Rights. All right. And those aren't given to us by the by the leaders that signed them at the time. They're given to us by God, the Creator. And I adhere to those. And they're going to adhere to them, too. They're not going to violate my space. They're not going to violate my rights. They're not going to violate anything about my person fogging a mirror and walking this planet until I show off like John did off this mortal coil. I hear the music, end of another show. Stay tuned. I'll be back next Tuesday, same time, same station. Enjoy the rest of the lineup for the rest of the evening. Talk to you later, folks. Bye-bye.
There, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease Off, LLC. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.